The idea is to create more jobs by expanding broadband access to regions of the state that still don't have affordable, dependable internet service. Gary Evanson is with Wisconsin's Public Service Commission, which is overseeing the effort to map broadband access across the state. Evanson showed a demo of the interactive online tracking system called Link Wisconsin to the Committee on Rural Affairs.
Once we get the site up and running, you'd be able to say, I only want to look at fixed providers or landline providers, or I only want to look at wireless providers. This is a Google Maps format that this is all built on, so you can really drill down and see specific neighborhoods.
In November, Wisconsin was awarded $1.7 million in federal stimulus money to expand broadband to hundreds of schools and libraries. Since then, the state has been trying to create a system that could ensure citizens have equal access to the internet, regardless of geography or economic status. At the informational hearing, Representative Steve Hilgenberg of Dodgeville questioned the accountability of the Link Wisconsin mapping system, noting that it depends on data from the internet providers.
I live in an area where a lot of people know that they're underserved or not served. So I guess my question is about the accuracy as far as the consumers of broadband.
The Public Service Commission says the interactive website, which is expected to launch this fall, will help users hold broadband providers accountable for misreporting access. Kirk Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.